Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Those days that you don't want to do anything? Were you too tired, too sore? You just don't feel like it? Those days? Those are the days that count. When you have those feelings, it's even more important to step up and get some. If you've got something to do, don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't do that. Don't voluntarily do anything tomorrow that you should be getting done today. Get it done today. Don't wait. Attack it, destroy it, and move on.
Every single day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed and dream about what you want to have. Or you can look at that snooze button, kick that clock, and get up and go pursue your dreams.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to have to act like you got all the energy in the world. Why? Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Greatness will cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some energy. It's going to cost you some sacrifice. It's going to cost you some resources. It's going to cost you some hours of your life laying down, paying the price, going the extra mile, doing what other people are not willing to do. Greatness is not cheap. Greatness always costs more. That's why there's not many people who achieve greatness. They're not willing to pay the price.
That's the kind of attitude you need. That's the attitude of a winner. Is I will do whatever it takes.
Every decision you make, the decisions you make on Monday, the decisions you make on Tuesday, the decisions you make on Wednesday, if you decide to hit the snooze button, what you're doing is you're 10 minutes away from your goal now. You just went backwards. So whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever your destiny is, your decisions have to be in alignment with them. Now, if you want to be broke for the rest of your life, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want something different in life, you got to do something different.
You got to go all in. And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. But you have what it takes to do it. And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today.
You don't belong at the bottom. And it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
How many more nights of sleep you gonna lose running around complaining about your life?
Stop being a lazy, bum-ass person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. It's a choice. You have thought your way into a depression. You have thought your way into negativity and misery. It's all in the mind. Change your mind and it will change your life. It's time you get off the pity potty. Stop complaining about being out of shape when you never go to the gym. Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that shit that you're carrying.
You want to improve? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now.
You gotta have the mentality to show up every f***ing day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for f***ing battle.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
The savage mindset, if things are going bad, guess what they do? Quitting's out of the question. All they think about is how the f*** am I gonna get through this? There's no quitting, it's just get through and thrive, not survive.
You gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Every day you have to do this. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not gonna be a great shot when you pick a gun up a year from now. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly over that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You gotta keep challenging every day.
No one wants to grind. They just want the end result. You can't get the end result without the grind. But you've got to crave that end result so intensely that the work becomes irrelevant. But if you really want to set some goals and you're willing to do what it takes and sacrifice to put yourself around that and not worry about what everybody else is going to say, not worry about hurting feelings,
you're guaranteed success in whatever you do.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us in line, to make us do push-ups, and give us a good, swift kick in the ass when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant, to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself.
You're your biggest problem. Everything is external that moves you. Now I want you to start moving yourself internally. I want you to be able to push your buttons and not let anything else push your buttons.
You gotta move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nobody control your mood. You control your mood. You control your feelings.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what, including today. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go. Get up. Go to class. Get up. Do your homework. Work on your gift. It was given to you, but you got to hone it.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationship, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Yep, it's tough, it's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind, but I can tell you this, it will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas. But I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody talks positive about themselves. Everybody talks like you a beast. You dress like you a beast.
But then when it's time to do what beasts do, you back up. You have an excuse. What's gonna separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you gotta get up and make it happen.
Why was Michael and Kobe who they were? Tom Brady, Dwayne Wade, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, all these guys. Not because of their physical gifts. Yes, it had a lot to do with it. It's up in here. It's their mental toughness. Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat.
That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. here and now.
It takes commitment. It takes discipline. These are all things that you need to have, because let me tell you this. When you do, magic is going to start to happen, baby. You'll start to move forward and achieve that thing. You'll start respecting yourself more. You'll start carrying yourself differently and think that you can take on the fucking world. But it all starts with honesty. Ask yourself what you've been lying to yourself about and do everything in your power to go out and change it. It ain't easy to do, but I promise you, it'll be worth it.
I want you to say, the reason I'm not as amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. I'm not amazing because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm lazy. I'm not amazing because I would prefer to make excuses than make adjustments. That's why I'm not amazing. When you cut this off, I want you to go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying. The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it and they don't just hear it, they digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it.
What gets you out of bed? What gets you off the couch? What gets you in the gym? It's not your alarm. It's not your parents. It's not your friends. It's you. The only one that can make it happen for you is you.
It's really hard to be led by your butt. But I'm not qualified. But I'm not good enough. But I'm not smart enough. But I didn't go to the right school, but I don't have enough money. But if you're ever gonna step into your future, if you're ever gonna step into your destiny, you're gonna have to get over your butt.
And that's what a pity party is when you have an undisciplined mind and you meditate on the wrong thing over and over and over again. If you're gonna throw a pity party, I give you 3 days and that's it. And after 3 days, you cut off your record player, your iPod, your MP3, and you come up with a plan.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change, and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter how many times you get fired. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? Some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
Don't be a wimpy person who's afraid of everything hard.
Do not take the easy way out.
You need to walk through the mud and life guts if you ever want to get to the higher ground. The higher ground is where you look in the mirror and you have respect and you went through the work, the sweat equity of it all. And the end product is something you can be proud of, a legacy in life that you put your signature to that means something. You're not speaking hollow words. You're backing those motherfuckers up with action.
That's what lions do. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
I still grind. I love to grind. If you're competing in one of my businesses, I'm going to kick your ass because I'm going to outgrind you.
You have to be willing to work in places people don't see.
While the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. So make that a motivation for you.
This world ain't gonna give you what you deserve. This world will give you what you work for. I put that work in every single day. And when you wake up every single day and you put that work in, and yes, for some of us, it might be harder than others. Man, whatever, we do what it is we gotta do. Especially when we're desperate.
When it's not loyal to you, it doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Now is the time to grind. Now is the time to show the world that I was placed here for a purpose.
There's a kind of instinct that you need to be on the lookout for. And this one is a liar. This one is a saboteur. This one is a backbiter. This is the instinct that says, you've had enough. You've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. This is the instinct that says, it's okay to stop. It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. You can rest now. That's the instinct that's a defense mechanism. It wants to give you an out. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground.
Don't negotiate with weakness. You're in charge.
Get up. Go to class. Get up. Do your homework.
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone, but no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You're letting exactly what you wanted. Because every day, you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices.
And what I need you to do for me is why are you here and then take ownership of why you're here.
So you control you.
We don't have forever. Let's not act like it.
We're all going to die. And so I don't act like I'm gonna live forever. So every opportunity I get, I murder it.
Process driven, I love it. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I wanna get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like, why? Cause I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven. Champions are not feeling driven. Champions don't get up when they want to. And if we gonna be champions, process driven.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
You know what I hear? I hear the clock ticking. Time waits for no man. Life goes by, and it goes by quick. Don't waste those years. Don't waste them. Live them. Back off? Negative. Not happening. In fact, I'm stepping it up. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Bring it. Fight. Fight that ticking clock with everything you got. And the earlier you get in the game and get on track, the better life you're gonna have. Healthier, wealthier, stronger, smarter, better. Go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. The desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Get out of bed. Get things done. And by simply going through the motions, we stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path, which is right where you know that you belong.
If you grind on Monday, and you grind on Tuesday, and you grind on Wednesday, but you chill on Thursday, and you chill on Friday, and they grind on Thursday, and they grind on Friday, sooner or later they're going to catch you. I told every kid in America that tell me they're coming for me, you're going to work hard for it. Because I'm going to find out what the benchmarks are, I'm going to reach the benchmarks, and I'm going to excel that thing. You will not outwork me! I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim.
This is the part where life demands that you make a vow, come hell or high water, that you're willing to pay the price, where you earn your spot with effort, with sweat, with blood, with tears. It's time to test your will, your endurance, your heart, to test your limits.